Welcome to another episode of From the Depths with Dr. Shimon Blau, based on Rabbi Ephraim Oshri's Shalas Uchubas Mimamakim, Questions and Responses from the Holocaust. Some episodes in this series contains graphic descriptions of atrocities committed by the Nazis and may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Rabbi Oshri writes that in 1942, he was asked by people in the Kovno ghetto whether they could fulfill the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles by using electric lights, and if so, whether they could recite the bracha, the blessing, of Lahadlik Nirsho Shabbos, to light the candle of Shabbos. Their whole lives they had been careful to fulfill this commandment, and now, besides for not having money with which to buy candles, even if they had money, there was no way that they could purchase candles, as candles were not a common commodity in the ghetto. Electricity, however, was available to them. By way of introduction to Rabbi Oshri's answer, lighting Shabbos candles is actually a rabbinic law. This was established before the time of electricity, and was partly utilitarian in nature. It is forbidden to light a fire on Shabbos itself, so lighting candles before Shabbos starts allowed them to have light during the Shabbos meal. Rabbi Oshri begins by quoting multiple latter-day sources who ruled that electric lights could be used and that one could make a bracha upon them as well. These include Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda Shmalkes in Shalas Tshuvos Beis Yitzchak. Rabbi Shmalkes lived in the 1800s. He was the head of the Beis Din in Lviv from 1869 to 1893. This also includes a sefer called Orchus Chaim. There are multiple Sfarim with the same title, and I'm not exactly sure which one he's referring to. It also includes Sefer Or Chadash, which was written by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Slotsky in 1904. The Sefer Or Chadash deals with halachic questions regarding a lot of the new technology of that day, including electricity, telegrams, and phonographs. The title itself, Or Chadash, which means new light, alludes to the subject matter covered by Rabbi Slotsky. Rabbi Avraham Menachem Mendel Steinberg, who was born in 1847 and was the Rabbi of Brod, also wrote in his Sefer Machzeh Avraham that electric lights could be used. He then quotes from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who was born in 1910 in Jerusalem and was one of the leading rabbinic authorities in his time. Rabbi Auerbach wrote in Sefer Ma'orei Ha'esh that the only time somebody could make a bracha, a blessing, on an electric light is if the glass bulb is transparent and the actual electric filament can be seen. However, if the bulb is dark, one would not be allowed to make a bracha on it. Rabbi Oshri noted that the bulbs in the ghetto were all transparent and the filaments could be seen, and therefore they would be allowed to make a bracha on these electric lights. He adds that they can be used both to light the Shabbos candles with, as well as to make the bracha of Havdalah at the conclusion of Shabbos. Havdalah is a special prayer which is said at the conclusion of Shabbos and includes a blessing on a light. Rabbi Oshri says that after the Holocaust, he found that this question of whether or not electric lights can be used to light Shabbos candles was covered by Rabbi Ben Sion Meir Chai Uziel, who was the Sephardic chief rabbi of Mandatory Palestine from 1939 to 1948, and then of the State of Israel from 1948 until his death in 1953. In Shalas Tshuvos Mishpatei Uziel, written by Rabbi Ben Sion Meir Chai Uziel, he wrote that the question of whether or not electric lights can be used for Shabbos candles is dependent on a machlokes, on an argument between Rambam, Maimonides, and Rabbeinu Tam. Maimonides wrote in the fifth chapter of Hilchos Shabbos, Echad Anoshim ve'echad Noshim chayovin lihios bevatein ner dalek. Both men and women are obligated to have in their homes a lit candle. Based on the wording of the Rambam, it would appear that the obligation is to have a lit candle in one's home, but that there is no specific obligation to actually light the candle. So for example, if somebody had a candle that was lit the day before, or if a candle was lit by a non-Jew, they would still fulfill their obligation of having a lit candle on Shabbos. For the same reason, an electric candle should be okay to use. However, the Rabbeinu Tam, which is quoted in Tosfos in Tractate Shabbos, Chaf Hei Amud Beis 25b, stated that there's actually a mitzvah commandment to light the actual candle. So for example, if there is a candle that's already been lit by somebody else before Shabbos, somebody would have to extinguish that light and relight it. When it comes to electricity, there is a constant flow of the electricity which is either stopped or started by flipping a switch. Flipping the switch only causes the flow of electricity to either continue or be stopped, at which point the filament heats up and creates light. This is not considered hadlaka, a proper form of lighting according to the Rabbeinu Tam. This is the way Rabbi Ben Sion Meir Chai Uziel understood the Rabbeinu Tam. The Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, another leading Israeli rabbi in the 1900s, disagreed with Rabbi Uziel's assessment of the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion and ruled according to the Rambam that the main mitzvah is to have a lit candle in one's home on Shabbos. Furthermore, even according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Waldenberg felt that somebody could fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos candles using an electric light. Based on all of these sources, Rabbi Oshri allowed the use of electric lights for Shabbos candle lighting and allowed the bracha to be made. Lastly, he quotes from multiple sources that electric lights cannot be used for Hanukkah candle lighting. This was the opinion of the Levushei Mordechai, Tliasa, the Beis Yitzchak, and also the Pekudas Elazar. This has been From the Depths with Dr. Shimon Blau. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to hear further episodes. Music by Dexter Britton.